This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Taylan May from the Penrith Panthers. Taylan, welcome to the Mowers Club.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Yeah, good, Taylan. Thanks for coming on, brother. I flicked you a text throughout the a couple of days ago, let you know that we only get the winners on here, mate, Thursday night. So we had Lindsay jump on for us last week, and unfortunately we don't have your brother, Terrell, because you got the job done against him. What was it like? Is that the first time you've played against each other in first grade? And were there any other opportunities growing up that, apart from maybe the backyard, that you would have played against him?
He debuted against us when 2 years ago, and that's the first time I versed him. I think he made a break his first run against us, but I haven't played with him ever since then. That was like a real game because he was actually playing long minutes. So
And he actually looked like he was about to make a break after that short restart, and then you got him right in the mud guts, mate. He's filled the ball. How did that one feel?
Yeah, it felt good. I felt bad, because I just want to see him do good, and it is what it is.
I'd love to know, growing up in the backyard, so you've got three first grade footballers in one family, but such different positions. So you've played wing and centre, Terrell plays front row, and then Tyrone plays 5'8". How did that work in the backyard growing up? Must have been some wild games.
Oh, frick. I have so many stories, that I could tell. But, we used to full go down to our local park, Wayland. My dad used to take us, and we used to set up the cones. And, Tyrone broke his arm, Terrell broke Tyrone's arm. Like, it used to get so physical, my dad was head-highing us. my dad thought he was a first grader. Like, we were only 12 and 10, and he was full, putting it on us, dragging us out by the collar and that.
So the
backyard games were crazy.
So was it you and your dad versus Terrell and Tyrone? Is that how the games worked? Because normally it's the I've got two younger brothers as well. I always went with my youngest brother, and then my cousin was in the middle, so he went with my middle brother. That's the way that we did it.
Yeah, it was like that until Tyrone got 17, 16. Then we switched up the teams. I was with Tyrone and Terrell was with my dad. Like, as we got older.
Oh yeah, nice.
And then there's just some crazy games. It was proper A grade footy, punch on, whatever goes.
I love that. That's what happens out in Western Sydney. Let's speak a little before we speak about you, mate, and the Panthers, because I really want to get into the Panthers in depth with you. You must be super proud of Terrell, mate. I was watching him play for North Sydney at the start of last year, and I ended up seeing him on the Bloke in a Bar podcast actually, and he spoke really well on his journey. And I was like, he is way too good to be playing New South Wales Cup. And sure enough, 4 or 5 weeks later, he becomes a really important part of that front row rotation for the Roosters. So you must be super proud of what your older brother's been able to do, and specifically the last 18 to 24 months.
It's crazy to see how far he's come, just from quitting footy to the way he's playing now. It's unreal. And he's always been the best out of all three of us since we were younger. He just never really had that drive. But now, he's motivated. He's put his head down. He's changed his ego and that. So, I think it's helped a lot. And it's showing in his games how he's playing. He's really confident this year. And, he is a big part of their team. And, I feel like he's only going to keep getting better every game he has.
At the dinner table growing up, was he pinching food off yours and Tyrone's plate? How did he end up so big?
Yeah, frick, he was always a big child, eh? My friends always say he was a good child. He would only cry for his bottle when he was little. So started from there. Just rocked the cot whenever he wanted to be fed, and that was it. he was always massive growing up, eh? So, yeah.
Let's talk about the Panthers. I've been saying this for a couple of years now. One of the most underrated part of this dynasty for me, from an outsider looking in, is the versatility that the Panthers have. So, whether it's Brian playing either wing, Sania playing either wing, yourself going from wing to centres, Critter when he was there going from centres to fullback to wing, even Liam Martin playing left or right edge back row, Is it something that Ivan has, that you practice a lot? Do you practice in different positions all the time? Because a couple of years ago, before you had your injury, you looked outstanding on the wing, and then now you're only three games into your career as a centre, and you look like you've played centre your whole life. Is it something that you practice a lot at Penrith, training in multiple positions?
No, I think it is. He's real like strict on making sure that you can cover multiple positions, and I think he really likes that at Penrith. Like, you see the bench and who he chooses. Like, Dane Laurie can cover multiple positions. I think everyone there knows their role too. Like, their head's not just in one spot. Like, they know they got to do whatever's best for the team. And when I got my ACL injury, I knew what position I wanted to play. I spoke to Ivan, and I just watched Critter. Like, every training session, I was following his movements. Like, even though I couldn't run, I was just watching from afar, and it sort of helped me pick it up, I guess. And that's how I learned. And I think everyone's versatile in our team, and I do feel like it's underrated, but it helps a lot having that ability to play anywhere.
Yeah. Had you played much centre coming through the grades, or is this the first year you've gone full time at centre?
Nah, this is my first time. I played one in 20s, one game. Like, I trained there and played one, but then COVID struck. So
that's crazy.
I would not have been watching your start to the season. I assumed he must have come through as a centre his whole life and then just played wing in first grade. That's insane. So you followed Critter around last season, even though you had the ACL. Yeah. What other changes have you had to make to your game to play centre? Obviously, a lot more focus on defence, I guess.
Yeah, no, 100%. I feel like I focused on that more than anything was my defence, because I know how hard it is. And I know Penrith's real, our ability to defend, we back our defence. And that's mainly what I wanted to get down pat. I thought my attack would be all right, to be honest. I wasn't really focused too much on that. But, defence, I was just watching a few people, and I struggled at the start of preseason, to be honest, like in the centres. Like, I was questioning myself if I was ready for it, but then I guess those Wigan games and all that, like, it just built my confidence from there. Like, I knew training was going to be the hardest to defend, so I was thinking if I can get my training reps in and perform in the game, then I'm sure it'll get easier. And as I keep going, the defense is, I'm starting to get way more used to it, and at training, you know what I mean? So
Tell me a little bit more about the training sessions then, because I always found, specifically when I got to Manly, we had such good edges on either side that sometimes the training sessions were as hard as it gets. So congratulations, by the way, on the extension. The centre opposite you, he's just extended as well, and Isaac a couple of weeks before you. So week in, week out, you, Jerome, Sania, you go up against Brian To'o. Sania's on Isaac's side. You've got Bizza. What's it like going up week in, week out against that edge? So Isaac, Nath, Liam Martin.
Yeah, well,
I feel like, Nathan's the best at what he does. And I mean, if you can defend pretty good against him, like you just named Tego, Mato, like, it's a stacked edge, you know what I mean? And if you can get your good defense from there, then I think it just builds confidence going into the games. But yeah, like I said at the start, Tago was like killing me, and then as I learned, the defense got more better. So yeah, it's pretty even. You know what I mean? Like, while we go against our cup team.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Even they've got guns as well. It's probably beats half the first grade
that's
size.
What I mean, like, our cup team's making us better. Like, the way they've been going in cup, like, it's unreal, and they're only making us better, I guess. So yeah, it's good.
At preseason this year, so last year all the talk was about three in a row, and it almost felt like there was a little bit of pressure on the Panthers to go three in a row. This year, less spoken about the four in a row, I feel. Do you feel like there's a bit less pressure, and this year you can kind of loosen the shackles and just have a crack?
Yeah, 100% I feel like there's less pressure. I don't think, like, they're expecting us with the team that we got this year. Like, still a Gunners team, but I just think, like, the players that left, you know what I mean? Like, it's less pressure, and we can just focus on what we do. You know what I mean? We're not really focusing on, like, speaking about the 4P. We're just focused on, like, winning each game, going game by game. And then, when it comes to the finals, if we're in there, then I'm sure we'll start speaking about it.
One of my favourite parts about just you boys in particular, And then Missile said he's seen you on the field warming up with the Speed Dealers on.
I know, yeah, Thursday night, Speed Dealers, honeys.
Taylor, I know you love your anime. You and the boys love your anime out there. Your social media team used the Batman theme. Were you involved in the process of that? Did you? How does it work? Because I know, I think Penrith Panthers' social media team is as good as probably the Warriors and a couple of other teams are just going to another level at the moment. I know you love your anime, mate. Did you get involved with the Batman theme with the re-signing and run us through the Speed Dealers in warm-up on Thursday night?
No, I actually didn't get involved in the Batman theme, but I think everyone knows that training, what I go by. Like, I tell them, I've been telling them since I've done my ACL, I've just been on the Batman, like, little arc. And
yeah, I like that.
Yeah, it's sort of stuck with me now. I guess it's my alter ego, I guess. So, yeah, I don't know. I just like his story. And the Speed Dealers, I wear glasses, like, everywhere I go pretty much now. It's just more of a, like, to protect my energy sort of thing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm big into protecting my energy, and yeah, I guess that's why I wear them.
Taylan, I heard this interesting interview the other day with Isaiah Yeo, and Denon picked it up on Bloke in a Bar. He said the whole time he's been at the club, he's never been allowed to put his music on the big boombox that we see you guys with. Is that because he has rank taste in music, or why is Isaiah kept away?
Yeah, I think I don't know who would listen to his music. I don't even know what type of music. I have no clue what music he's
into. I'm kind of picturing country and western or something
like
that.
I started thinking Luke Combs straight away, which isn't a bad choice too.
Nah,
well,
it's not
like
my
Luke
go.
Combs,
it's not my go.
Yowie, a country boy originally. That's what I'm expecting from Yowie.
Nah, he's into like that rock stuff, eh? That heavy metal stuff.
Oh, is he?
He's
real into like that heavy metal stuff, like where they're just screaming into the microphone and that.
Yeah, fair enough, then. Keep him away.
That's not going to work with the boys in Western Sydney out there. Not in the gym.
Nah, no way.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Taylan. Hey, we've got this form line at the moment. When a player comes on the Mowers, the following weekend, they have an absolute cracking game, a la Lindsay Smith last week.
Yep.
So, Taylan, I'm backing you anytime try scorer next week. Thanks for joining us, and good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you. I hope I get a try too. I'm a bit cold out of here.
Thanks, brother.